Bahraini security forces have raided the house of leading Shia cleric Sheikh Isa Qassem. Reports say regime forces broke down the doors of the cleric's house and vandalized his property in the northwestern village of Diraz. Protests were not being held in the area at the time of the attack. Bahrainis have been protesting against the Al Khalifa regime for over 2 years now. Manama has responded with an iron fist. Scores have been killed and many injured or arrested during the crackdown. So Mohsen Saleh is professor with the Lebanese University. He is with me now live from Beirut. Let's get his comments on this. Now, Mr. Saleh, we were speaking with a Bahraini activist earlier on, and he was talking about how influential Sheikh Isa Qassem is among the Bahrainis. Do you think that this attack on his home and his possible even detention is going to influence the protests that are taking place in Bahrain?
Well, of course, the Bahrainis respect and really adore this man because he is the voice of justice, voice of freedom. And it seems that this regime, this tribal regime, in fact, they are intolerable of such voices. That's why they attacked this house, his house, and confiscated and vandalized and broken everything in the house in order to try to influence the people in Bahrain and the Sheikh. But of course, the Bahraini people, they have undergone under many problems such this, and they were not influenced or been afraid of the regime. Now the people in Bahrain have broken all these points and all these obstacles, and they are going on in their revolution to continue their march for freedom. And of course, on the top of these people, this cleric, this understandable and erudite man, Sheikh Isa Qassem, who was able to continue his confrontation by words, by freedom, and giving the people all what they want of support in order to let the Bahraini people exceed all these points to get its freedom and reach the hopeful and the promisable solution in Bahrain. The king in Bahrain was obnoxiously talking about the regime and the people in Bahrain and claiming that these people are terrorists or vandalizers. Actually, this regime is a very backward regime and a tribal regime and cannot deal with the freedom. And this is an evidence of his behavior towards people and his people if they claim that Bahrainis are his people.
Mr. Mohsen Saleh, professor of the Lebanese University, with us there from Beirut. Thank you very much, Mr. Saleh.